Good morning. Today we have a very critical question when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Is it permitted or is it prohibited to sleep on Rosh Hashanah day after Chatzos Hayom, after midpoint in the day? That's midpoint between sunrise and sunset. That is at least one of the computations. So you take the midpoint between those. Is it permitted to sleep or not after Chatzos Hayom? So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch brings in the halachas of Rosh Hashanah that we are noheg shelo lishon biyom Rosh Hashanah. The minhag is to not sleep on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Amir Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss, is that just the first day or the second day as well? But in any case, the Mishnah Berurah adds on that there's a source for that in the Yerushalmi. And then he says, but the Arizal said, she'achar chatzos, after chatzos hayom, it is permitted to sleep. Why? Because she'kvar nis'orer hamalach al yedei tfilos the tekiyos. Basically, what he's saying is, we've already had our tfilos, we already had our tekiyos, we did the mitzvahs a day, and that was the main part of the din, was already passed and behind us. Accordingly, after chatzos hayom, it would be permitted to sleep. So in fact, there are some poskim who, based on this, said that despite the fact that the minhag is to not sleep on Rosh Hashanah, if somebody is not feeling great, he's very weary and tired, it would be permitted to sleep a little in order to get out of that difficult condition. So there is some wiggle room on this after Chatzos, based on that Arizal, if somebody really indeed needs to get a little bit sleep. Now, despite that, the Mate Ephraim is unbelievably strict on this. He's unbelievably machmir on this. I quote as follows: "Umashikasav sharizal hayayashin achar chatzos." This that people quote and they say that the Arizal used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah after Chatzos Hayom, after the midday. Halavai shahayabi acholaseinu la'asos. Halavai, we should have the ability to do while we are awake at a minimum of 1/1000th of what he did when he was asleep. In other words, even if the Arizal was sleeping, he was learning, he was being unbelievably productive during his sleep, and we cannot accomplish that. We can't even accomplish 1/1000th of what the Arizal accomplished in his sleep, and that's when we are awake. Accordingly, the Mata Ephraim wrote as follows: so that after you eat your lunch meal, yischazek, strengthen yourself, and go to the base of Medrash and learn until mincha. And even if you're not feeling great, your head is heavy on you, learn something that's easier. Learn something that doesn't require a lot of iyun, say tehillim, something. But we see here that the Mata Ephraim was incredibly strict, not permitting sleeping on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, despite that Mata Ephraim, there are a number of Achronim who indeed bring this Arizal that is permitted to sleep after Chatzos Hayom, when somebody needs to sleep, just like the Mishnah Berurah brought it, Lahalacha. Others do as well, and in particular, somebody who typically sleeps after the afternoon, after midday, that they bring a basis to be lenient. So among the Achronim who are lenient on this, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that there are those who are noheg to sleep after Chatzos Hayom. The Sidur HaYayivitz brings it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Rosho Kaver Alav, anyone who's literally, his head is heavy, but he has a headache or he's very weary, he can sleep a little bit before Mincha. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Yesheinam Yesheinam B'yom Echad Rosh Hashanah. There are those who are strict to not sleep on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, based on the Yerushalmi, and he says, I don't know where that Yerushalmi is. And also, we see that the Arizal was not strict about this either. He, apparently, it's brought down, used to sleep after Chatzos Hayom. So there we have it. The idea would be to not sleep, but if somebody needs to sleep, if he's not feeling great, it will be more productive getting a little bit of sleep. Apparently, it should be not too much sleep. Get what is necessary, but that would not be in violation of the minhag. Certainly, the Mata Ephraim is machmir on it, but there is certainly there are a number of achronim who would say it's permitted when necessary. Have a wonderful day.